This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Megan McCarty-Carino was telling us yesterday about how Netflix is getting more into mobile gaming, looking for new ways to grow beyond just adding new subscribers. Speaking of which, subscribers, that is, Netflix also says it's going to stop disclosing exactly how many of them it has. Disclosing company metrics beyond profits and losses and other general financials is something a lot of companies usually do. So we had Marketplace's Henry Epp spend some time today looking into why companies choose to share those kinds of numbers and why they might choose to stop.
When a company is in its infancy, there's a decent chance it's not yet turning a profit. So instead of focusing on just how much money it might be losing, company leaders may point investors to some other metric that tells them, hey, we matter.
In the beginning, it's all about getting mindshare. It's all about land grab.
Santosh Rao is at Manhattan Venture Partners.
You need to show that, hey, we're growing, we're here, we're a sizable company.
And in the place of profit margins, subscriber numbers or retail foot traffic or time spent on an app can show investors that a company could make more money in the future. It's sort of like how parents talk about their kids when they're really little, says Sarah Kunst, managing director of Clio Capital.
When a kid is born, you say, this baby is 5 days old, and then it turns to 5 months old.
But at some point, she says, those early measures evolve. Like, it would be weird if my parents started bragging about how I'm turning 405 months old tomorrow. I think I'm doing that math right.
And so in general, as something is around longer, how we measure this changes.
In Netflix's case, subscriber numbers aren't the company's whole story anymore, says Matteo Arena, a professor of finance at Marquette University.
There might be other ways to increase the revenue and profits outside just simply increasing subscribers.
Selling ads on its cheaper subscription tiers, for example. It's also a sign that the company is profitable now and more mature, Arena says.
Reaching maturity for a company is almost another word for slower growth.
Which is kind of inevitable for a company that grew really fast for years. At some point, that level of growth is unsustainable. But now, says Steve Kaplan, a professor at the University of Chicago, Netflix has the luxury of telling investors to focus on their bottom line.
Look at our revenues, look at our cash flows, and judge us on that. And, if we're growing those, then good things are happening.
And subscriber numbers are probably doing fine. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.